Okay, we're doing the laws of Kashrut, and we're up to page Lamed Hei. We had discussed a pot that's cooking, and let's say there's milk cooking and a piece of meat falls in, or meat cooking and some milk spills in. So I have a chon pot, some milk spills in, I don't have 60 times the meat in the chon pot. So it becomes a mixture of meat and milk, because it's meat that's cooking, milk spills in, I don't have 60 times the milk. Now what is it? It's basar bechalav, meat and milk. So now the whole mixture becomes prohibited, because I don't have 60 times the milk and the meat. So the whole mixture becomes prohibited. It's like I'm cooking pork in the pot, right? ואם חתיכת בשר מהקדרה זו שנעשה טיפול אחר כך לחתיכת לקדרה בשר אחרת. So now there's a part B to our story. I'm cooking cholent, right? This is how it goes. You're making a kiddush in your house, right? You're making an event, a sheva brachas in your house. So you're cooking in the pot. And your son comes running over, Ima, look! And he stops, and all his cereal flies straight out of his bowl into your cholent pot. You look at his bowl, you look at the cholent pot, you say, I don't got 60 times that milk in my cholent that's cooking here. Oh, no. So, you run to your husband, and you tell him, I got a question to ask. Your husband's on the phone. He comes in a minute later. He takes out some of the cholent. This looks delicious. So the wife looks at him and says, don't! He says, what? He jumps. The cholent spills right out of his ladle into the next pot. So then she says, wait, what just happened? The pot of cholent, the bowl of milk spilled that bowl. You look at the bowl, into the cholent. You go, there ain't 60 times the milk in the cholent. She goes, right. So the cholent's not kosher, right? So you go, right, it's not kosher. She goes, now what's the deal with the soup? So you look at the soup and there's your cholent, you know, your ladle full of cholent dissipating into the soup. What fell into the soup? Non-kosher meat. Because if the meat and milk that mixed became non-kosher because you didn't have 60 times the milk and the meat, so then that mixture becomes not kosher. I don't say, is there 60 times the milk that went into the meat now that it went into my soup pot? I say no. What went into the soup pot was non-kosher meat. Once it cooked together and I didn't have enough against the milk in the meat, so then it becomes a non-kosher mixture. Now it's as though non-kosher meat went into the next pot. I don't say, well, how much milk was there in the new pot? That's irrelevant. The mixture is non-kosher now. So if a piece of meat from this cholent that is now prohibited will fall into another pot of meat, I will need 60 times the piece of meat that fell in. Okay? You cannot say, I only need 60 times the milk. That only works in the first pot. But once the first pot did not have 60 times the milk and the meat, the first pot in its entirety became prohibited. And now whatever falls in is like non-kosher meat that fell in. I need 60 times that meat that fell in.
The second one is 60 times, it's fine.
The reasoning behind it is
kosher meat falls into the other meat that's 60 times more.
Correct. Then I take it out and I say, yeah. V'atam lezeh, the reasoning behind it is dekivan chatcha zo ne'esra b'otam b'ktera arishona b'gilal shenitpashna im chalav kva ne'eset isur be'etzem. This is the concept that we say chaticha atzma na'aset nevela. The piece of meat itself becomes like non-kosher meat. I say that this piece of meat, when it mixed with the milk, became not kosher. I don't say, well, how much milk was there in this meat and now it's mixed with other meat. No. That piece of meat became prohibited when the milk spilled into the first pot. V'chatichat ha-basar b'atzmuta asura, and this piece of cholent meat is prohibited. I can't use the meat in the next pot to nullify the milk that fell in. That was only good initially. Once I didn't have that, the meat became prohibited. It's meat mixed with milk. Ke'ilu ichaticha nevela. I view it as though this is non-kosher meat now. Meaning, that's the concept we say, chaticha atzma, the piece itself, naset nevela, becomes like non-kosher meat. Meaning, you guys remember, you asked me the question, if I have milk, and I have meat, and then I add milk, right, as it's cooking. So then, we have a question, did it nullify? But here, where the mixture happened, and when the mixture happened, I did not have 60 times the milk and the meat. I have chulint, and my milk spills in. Whoops. Now what happened? The whole pot became non-kosher. And if a piece of meat from that chulint pot goes into another pot, I view it as non-kosher meat that went into the other pot. I no longer need 60 times the milk. Now I need 60 times the meat, the chunk of meat that went from my chulint pot into the other pot. Was that clear? Guys, are you with me? Yeah? Melekach tzarich shishim neged kula. That's why I need 60 times the volume of the piece of meat. Velosagi b'shishim neged achalav shenivlaba. And it wouldn't be enough to have 60 times the milk. You'll tell me, wait a second, right? So let's take a simple case. We have a little frying pan. We have oil simmering in the frying pan. We put in some hot dogs. And you have, let's say, hamburgers, and your kid comes over, and they're in the middle of eating yogurt, and they don't realize that their spoon is still filled with yogurt, and they stick it in to scoop up a hamburger. You look at the hamburger, and there's a bunch of yogurt or cottage cheese or whatever all over the yogurt, all over the hamburger. And you go, what are you doing? Your kid goes, what's the problem? He picks up the hamburger. Now the hamburger is sizzling with the yogurt that seeps into the hamburger. You're watching as it's sizzling in there. So now you have meat and milk mixed together. You go, yikes! So your kid jumps, and now the hamburger flies into your chulint pot that's cooking. Wait a second, what just happened? The hamburger did not have 60 times the milk. Now the whole hamburger becomes not kosher. Hamburger fell into my chillin' pot. Now I say, wait, everything together, the chillin' plus the hamburger, outnumbers the milk by 60. Nope, too late. When the milk and meat mixed and they cooked in the first frying pan, the meat became not kosher. Once the meat becomes not kosher, when it falls into another pot, I need 60 times the meat. I no longer need 60 times the milk. Now I say the meat and the milk became one prohibited unit. When they fall into the next pot, I need 60 times the volume of my hamburger. So that's chaticha atzma, the piece itself of kosher meat. When it cooked with milk, naset nevela, it itself becomes like a non-kosher piece of meat. I now need 60 times the volume of that piece of meat. But what if my cholent pot, I have a big cholent pot. I have 60 times the volume of that hamburger that fell in. So then, you scoop out the hamburger, and the rest of the chont is mutar, is permitted.
And do you still need a kasha of the pot?
The one that has 60 times the volume? No. The ime no yodeze chatichata basara suha. I have a lot of hamburgers floating in my chulint. I'm not sure which one is the prohibited one. Hadin kach, the nalacha is like this. Imi chatichakta nashina chashuva. Let's say it's a small piece. Your kid was nibbling and he took a little piece of a hamburger. It wasn't like a big hamburger. He took a little, you know, from the corner, a little piece of meat that was there. And then you see that his spoon still has milk on it. You jump. He jumps. The little piece of hamburger falls into this big chillin' pot. You have a lot of other little pieces of meat floating there. So that's not an important piece of meat. So then we say, I don't know which one is the one that got mixed with meat, so it gets annulled with all the other little pieces of meat. Chad betray batil. We say it got annulled there. Mutar lechol kol chatichot habasar. So I'm allowed to eat everything there. Our custom is that we take out one piece. We say, hopefully, maybe I got the right one. Ve'imi chaticha gdola vechashuva. But what if it's an important piece of meat? It's not a little piece of meat. She'achol lechabed ba'levada orei chashuv. That if you had an important guest, you would honor him with that hamburger, right? If it wasn't important, that's called chaticha ha'suya li'itkabed. It's a piece that would be used to honor someone with. It's not a fly-by little piece of meat. It's an honorable, it's an important piece of meat. Then I say, you can't say it got mixed in with 50 other pieces and all the gravy and everything else, so the flavor got annulled, but the piece didn't get annulled. It's an important piece. It's a nice slab of meat. So then you can't say it got annulled. So then I say, okay, the flavor got annulled, but I have a piece of non-kosher meat floating there, and I don't know which one it is. So now I can't eat any piece of meat that might be that meat. Because I can't say that that piece of meat got annulled, because it is an honorable piece of meat. When do I say the piece of meat is null and void? When it's a little bit of meat, which I really don't know which one it is, and it's not something so important. Then I could say it got nullified. But if it's a piece of meat that has importance, it doesn't get annulled. But I have other meat in there. I don't only have my hamburger meat in there. I also have frankfurters. I also have, different cuts of meat. I have lamb chops. Who knows what I have cooking in that pot. So all the pieces that are hamburger pieces, if a whole hamburger falls in, I take out all the hamburger pieces. All the other pieces of meat, being that I know that the flavor was annulled, I had 60 times the volume of the piece of meat that flew in there. So then all the rest is mutar. Kol ma shesh baktera mutar. Okay, so we will still revisit this concept of chaticha hachashuva reuya leitkabed. The concept that an honorable piece doesn't get nullified will still be expanded on. So today what we learned is that if I did not have the volume of 60 times the milk and the meat, so then the whole meat becomes prohibited. And then if some of that meat goes into another pot, it's as though prohibited meat went into the other pot. So that was the concept of chaticha atzma naset nevela. The piece of meat itself is as though it became non-kosher meat. And then we discussed the idea that chaticha reuya leitkabed, a piece of meat that could be honored, you could honor someone with, that doesn't get annulled among other pieces of meat. Even if I say the flavor's been annulled, the piece itself does not get annulled. And I have to take out all the meat that might be the prohibited meat.